From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is strongly condemning the Russian and Syrian regime's airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let UN relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists, their term for the rebels who want to topple the Syrian government. The United Nations says at least 15 civilians were killed this week by a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan added that 13 others were injured in Wednesday's attack. The U.S. military confirmed that the airstrike hit a target in Nangarhar province and said it was aimed at Islamic State militants and that it was still gathering information on reports of civilian casualties. The latest U.S. airstrike came as tribal elders and officials recently warned ISIS fighters have returned and regained control of some of their former strongholds in the area after retreating to mountain hideouts in the face of weeks of major Afghan security operations. This is VOA News. Sudan's justice minister is refuting claims by displaced persons in Darfur that they